am Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called Six-Pack Sally swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. Over the course of 9 years after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged. I've become a voice for investment clients, a voice for the good investment advisors. The answer is simple. Why some are barred, others are not. You just don't want to believe. Some are barred, others are not, because the inmates are running the asylum. The criminals are playing cops and not getting caught. Why is one broker slapped on the wrist for serious fraud, while another one is banned for a seemingly innocent mistake? FINRA is nothing about due process. FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is about protecting their dues-paying securities broker dealer firm business league members. Whatever works, works. The rules, the sanctions guideline, is a fake meant to impress. The goal is protecting the cartel at all cost. There are different types of people. One, those who have no idea what they are doing at the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, other than what the person whose seat they took over told them to do. Two, those that may know, choosing to keep their eyes averted, heads down, invisible, part of the wallpaper, answering, I have a family to feed, or it's X amount of years until pension, why would I screw that up? And third, those who absolutely know, figuring they are the one who won't get caught and will get a promotion to the job they want. Three types. There is a fourth, the moral compass team member with a high sense of ethics and integrity, not lying for anyone, suffering for upholding right versus wrong. The first will look at you with a blank stare. The second will look at you as if not hearing or mishearing you. They'll Hogan's Heroes Colonel Clink an answer with, I see nothing, I know nothing. The fourth will identify you as part of the problem because there is no such term broker for individuals. Explaining broker is a short name used in the Securities Act of 1933 and 34, instead of long naming securities broker dealer firms throughout the acts, making the point too, investment advisors are salespeople. Broker is a term cartel FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, uses to pull investment clients and investment advisor individuals away from courts, JAMS, AAA, respectively. Not too many willing to bear the weight of fixing Wall Street on their shoulders. Four people's four different responses. Well, many ask this Wall Street question version of who shall live and who shall die. Few, almost none, even of the bad guys, know where the answer begins. Too many experts in Wall Street fraud point to FINRA, Financial Industry Disciplinary Records, for the answer. doing that, pointing to FINRA, financial industry disciplinary records, for the answer is more evidence what they do not know. FINRA, financial industry disciplinary, is only permitted for disciplinary actions against FINRA, financial industry regulatory authority, dues-paying securities broker, dealer, firm, business league members only. Are you more confused than when we started? Don't be. Step away from the law websites. Step away from lawyers giving securities advice on the internet. Due diligence. Read laws. Read cases. Learn local law, state laws, federal laws. Do-si-do from website clue to website clue. That is how you formulate your understandings. Step away from the experts. Experts? Because they tell you? Ever hear of Tinder scams? Of plenty of fish or match dating scams? Same difference. When you come across FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority disciplinary, the self-regulators sanction guidelines online, sure, read them if you want to, but only to know what the cartel, FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, wants you to believe. After all, aren't we all French models on the internet? Let's be honest. There are more online dating experiences of the person showing up not looking like their photo a little bit or a lot. Wall Street myths are downplayed as white lies, or lies characterized as marketing written by a hired gun, more often than not, never met the financial advisor themselves, never been to the offices, bid on a job, did a favor, wanted free PR, publicity, all easily done because as it stands today, with Wall Street lies that draw victims in, there is no penalty for intentional mistruths intended to lighten victims' wallets of life savings, ignoring guidances Congress created templates for. Templates called laws. Scenarios scripted, ignoring facts like the numbers don't match. A dearth of documents showing proof positive of the claimed successes. It was a job. A job. That said, with the contractor, the analyst, the website designer, the marketer even know the difference? Would even know how to tell those papers put into their hands to work from are faked? Even the brightest of FBI agents get scammed. Oh, yes. Hoodoo investment advisor Don Bennett scammed Secretary Ben Carson, Senator Rand Paul, conservative activist Grover Norquist into believing Hoodoo investment advisor Don Bennett was bona fide. Bennett was not. Convicted October 17, 2018, on all 17 counts. And then there is the 22-year FBI agent, the CIA agent, and then even more. Results like light clicks and followers on the internet can be bought. The ending result, the scammer's goal, is identified. Then the supporting players are cast like Broadway show with some people knowing they are part of the scam, while others do not, cannot, victimized. As you can understand, hence, there cannot be a uniformity in the application of sanctions, be it a fine, suspension, or bar from participating with the dues-paying securities broker, dealer, firm, business league members of the 501c6. The term you hear steadily in Wall Street reports is industry. Industry, like brokers, is a deliberately wrong term, too. Industry excludes anything but securities broker dealer firms. You are not wanted to know that, isolated from facts, from details that would raise your antenna to being scammed. Isolating is what scamsters do. Bernard Madoff told people, don't tell people, because they will want in too. Bernie catered to egos. Gina Lollobrigida's 32-year-old manager scammed the 95-year-old screen siren out of millions. And cars by keeping the aged actress away from people who could give insight something was wrong. But let's be real. What 95-year-old wouldn't be caddish to being caught in public on the arm of a 32-year-old con artist? Desperate people do desperate things. There is the real truth we do not know different. The situation we are in is not the way things should be. Three times for me, 1998, 2011, and 2013. Documents, documents, document, take it from my experience. The day you get so fed up of papers you toss away is the day you realize you should not have done that. An immediate oops, a too late uh-oh. In my case, Devra versus Don Bennett, Western International Securities, the arbitrators, something was wrong. Something can be heard on the arbitration audio. Sensing something is wrong, only way to confirm a few years later, FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Arbitrator Susan Matthews worked on 5+ arbitrations with Bennett Western Defense Counsel David E. Robbins. 5+ arbitrations with the same arbitrator is more than coincidence. More than coincidence. Not arbitrary for an arbitration. Not. That said, Susan Matthews was a gift from God, an audio teaching moment to point to. Susan's FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority arbitration role, was to man the digital audio, the official record of the FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority arbitration. I knew to get my audio. Another whistleblower, Mark Mensack, told me his experience in being given his audio with enough holes it sounded like Swiss cheese. FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, edited the audio. I had made my lawyer get mine within days. FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, produced my audio with 15 more minutes than the arbitration length. FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, arbitrator Susan Matthews, left the recording running as the arbitrators Edward Statland, T.S. Perlman and Matthews colluded to throw their arbitrary arbitration weight on me to teach a lesson to activist investors, as expressed by Don Bennett's defense counsel. 5+ more years of victims later, I was proven correct. Bennett was running a Ponzi scam. My former attorney presented documents confirming Bennett had no there, as it seems lawyers like to say. Favoritism, nepotism, every other ism that can be applied to protecting the financial industry regulatory authority team players, to protecting FINRA financial industry regulatory authority dues-paying securities broker dealer firm business league members. We don't hear decisions coming down on the firms, do we? We hear decisions coming down on the investment advisors, FINRA, the financial industry regulatory authority, intentionally miscalls brokers. We don't hear that FINRA, financial industry regulatory authority, called the cops in on these crimes and cops, these crimes and criminals. We don't hear that the Securities and Exchange Commission calls in the cops. Law enforcement either. We don't, because the Securities and Exchange Commission does not call cops in. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, does not call cops in either. They don't. FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, trains FINRA arbitrators. FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, does not accept JAMS trainings, AAA trainings, or other such arbitrator trainings. FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, cultivates FINRA's own set of rules, sanction guidelines. Even FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, states are not like court rules. An arbitration is led with the statement by the panel chair. The panel chair makes it clear determinations of perjury is optional, pursued if the arbitration panel decides to. The panel hears, sees defense counsel's card with WIS for Western International Securities on the card backside. The panel sees 7 business cards I picked up November 2009 at the first meet and greet with Western International Securities with Don Bennett. Sees there's no writing on the card backs. Sees the lower left corner states Royal Alliance, not Western International Securities broker dealer firm. The panel does nothing. The defendants refuse to produce discovery. There are no threats of sanctions. My lawyer produced answers to discovery, yet was threatened with sanctions, all towards FINRA's financial industries regulatory authority's end goal and the Securities and Exchange Commission's end goal of building a database on the claimant intended to find ways to tear claimants down and apart towards defending a payout on the average of 1/10 of the demanded amount. Statements that the FBI determined were fakes. Decades fakes. And you ask? The SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, play stormtrooper, threatening, making up rules as the arbitration goes along. A claimant had their account witness waiting in the halls outside the mediation Regis Suites, FINRA and Financial Industry Regulatory Authority use. They're located at L and Connecticut Avenue. The accountant's appearance was long in the filed papers. The record of appearance did not dissuade the arbitrators from then barring the accountant from testifying for good reason. The statements were faked. FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, does not take action for faked evidence, does not call the cops. Law enforcement more so. In an arbitration, FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, has no authority of oversight. Like I said before, like I will continue to state, cops are learning what the law is that FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is for securities broker-dealer firms only, not for investment clients, not for investment advisors. The investment advisory firm was dropped by David Robbins Shenanigans, heard in the digital audio, first claiming to be the rep in arbitration for Western, then stating Robbins made a mistake. No mistake. Recorded all of it. Figured out too late was investment clients walking into the FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority Forum. Investment advisors walking in are denied due process, should not be there. FINRA cannot bar some because FINRA does not have oversight. Intent, an element of fraud. Using the short name to get criminal cases away from courts in the arbitration forum for securities broker-dealer firms only is an intentional con intended to game. There are many ways to skin a cat. One way is to provide papers to the highest court of the land who came down with the decision of affirming a judge must order a matter to arbitration, a judge in a court, not an ALJ administrative law court, a judge in a court must order the matter to arbitration. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority's letters sent to investment advisors, investment advisory firms, tells them that FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, has no oversight, no power over them, that they will be tried basically in absentia. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, knows these investment advisors are not under FINRA's oversight, but that sleight of hands calling the investment advisors brokers makes it seem like they are. Like I said before, you can put lipstick on a pig. It is still a pig. You can call an investment advisor a broker for the intent of deceiving the person being framed. But when you cut to the chase, the investment advisor will never be a securities broker-dealer firm. FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, has oversight of faked wrong papers signed neither. By the way, I was found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. You can hear former Securities and Exchange Commission employee FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority arbitrator Susan Matthews telling panel chair Ed Statland and T.S. Perlman to let the poor woman get back to work. They did, as had NASD, National Association Securities Dealers, and FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority arbitration panelists done before. They did, putting hoodoo investment advisor Don Bennett back on the streets, scamming victims for the next newest scam, where the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, caught Bennett. It is all the other Bennetts and Madoffs we need behind bars. FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority's National Adjudicatory Council Committee, reviews initial decisions rendered in FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority disciplinary proceedings, updating guidelines as needed. FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, says the guidelines suggest factors adjudicators can consider case by case. Rule 2010 requires a member to observe high standards of commercial honor and just and equitable principles of trade in the conduct of business. FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, a cartel is defining high standards of honor in trade is not the place to start. William Stafford Thurman from El Paso, Texas, placed $328,000 via 45 leveraged and inverse leveraged ETF trades in a client's account. The client did not know. The investment advisor did not have power of attorney or authorization. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, did not call the cops. FINRA fined Thurman $25,000. A month before Madoff turned himself into law enforcement, Madoff signed another AWC, acceptance waiver consent, and paid a $25 fine. Madoff had been under investigation by the Massachusetts Commonwealth Securities Division since 2005. Question to address is, why did this not make the news? Why did Mr. So Smart Markopoulos not know about this? In Markopoulos' book and hearing testimonies, we all got snookered there too. What made Markopoulos believable is we wanted him to be believable, that is. FINRA is a private business, not law enforcement. What Stafford did is a crime you and I would go to jail for. Thurman did not. Thurman was suspended for 15 months of doing business with FINRA dues-paying members. Nothing stopped Thurman from doing money work with others. Meanwhile, Thurman pocketed $42,724 in commissions. The client lost $212.31. No one went to jail. Two more examples. One, two. Puerto Rico-based Nelson Frere Gallardo was barred because he refused to appear at a hearing for the case, which is in violation of FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority Rules 8210 and 2010. Frere Gallardo was fined by FINRA, Financial Industry regulatory authority for using the firm's FedEx account for personal purpose. Friar Gallardo said he mixed up the account numbers. The firm terminated Friar Gallardo. Hoodoo investment advisor Don Bennett was barred not for being reported 2010 as a Ponzi scammer. Bennett was barred for refusing to appear at a FINRA arbitration. Don Bennett was an investment advisor. FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority's website states, FINRA has no oversight of investment advisors. Bennett did not pay dues to FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority had no authority to bar Bennett, but when Bennett pulled that stunt on presiding Maryland Court Magistrate Sullivan, Sullivan tossed Bennett behind bars. FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority plays court. Judges don't play. Judges are court. A self-professed securities expert lawyer said, I think the sanction guidelines have been helpful. They are doing a better job of trying to be uniform while at the same time taking into consideration mitigating factors, he said, advising investment advisors. He never should have called brokers, but did, verifying his lack of expertise. He did say, don't break the rules, don't take shortcuts. Unbelievably, this same industry defense counsel said, I don't think anyone really enters the industry with the intention of committing a violation, so the sanction guidelines wouldn't be among the documents they would prioritize reading, he says. I have a bridge to nowhere to sell him. My advice? Run like the wind. Run the hell away from that lawyer. FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority guidelines, stated with scare quotes, were introduced in 1993 when FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority was called the NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers. The NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers, became FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority with a name change. Wave of the magic wand, change the name of one corporation to another, poof, all that bad that was building up around the NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers, got shut down, shuttered. NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers merger with the New York Stock Exchange, NYSE, both private businesses gone, disappeared when the FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority appeared, debuted as a new company. It was not. It was evil stepsister packaged to look like Cinderella 2.0. Don't take much time before the makeup disappears. Hair extensions fall off and veneer on the teeth yellows. Cracks for people to see FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is the NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers, all over again, with bad deeds covered up in corporate closure shenanigans. Shut one company, start another. That is what PIABA, Public Investor Attorney Bar Association Chairman Emeritus Philip Idikoff, told me 21 years ago on the streets of Los Angeles outside of an NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers arbitration, telling me not to expect to get the 100% award I was awarded, words that stuck with me forever. It is a thing, Idakoff said. The NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers, does, putting the awards onto the companies, not the individuals, preventing investors from getting paid. Idakoff slightly forgot to mention Idakoff and then partner Bob Yule sat on the NASD, National Association of Securities Dealers, then years later FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority committees, slightly forgot to mention the many inconsistencies in FINRA, NASD, enforcement. Ordered sanctions, some describe as stormtrooperish, with a penalty of being barred. Except, and this is what befuddles me, is how the lawyers have not told FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, where to go and themselves. FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority guidelines were created by FINRA committees that review initial decisions rendered in FINRA disciplinary proceedings. The NAC, National Adjudicatory Council. FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority guidelines suggest factors adjudicators can consider on a case-by-case basis. FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority guidelines recommend ranges for sanctions, leaving the decision to the adjudicators to consider after hearing the facts of the specific case. FINRA is a self-regulator. FINRA is a private business. FINRA General Counsel Terry Riker says in an email to me, Tuesday, July 15, 2015, Riker wrote at 3:46 p.m., FINRA rules bind FINRA firms and their registered representatives. FINRA's bylaw, Article 6, Section 3, the bylaw in question permits FINRA to suspend the license of firms and associated persons who fail to pay on an arbitration award unless they present a valid reason for not paying the award. The bylaw does not apply to you because you are not a firm or an associated person subject to FINRA's regulatory jurisdiction. You do not hold a securities license that FINRA could suspend. Ask yourself again, why will one broker be slapped on the wrist for serious fraud while another is banned for a seemingly innocent mistake? The one place you do not ever look to vet out an investment advisor's record is FINRA, Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, disciplinary records. Never. I could not have made a better illustration of the point. FINRA is not neutral or arbitrary. FINRA, the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, is calculated, measured in what FINRA does. Key to this conversation first is consistency. Never forget this. Broker is a short name for broker-dealer firms. Broker is not a term for financial consultants, investment advisors, salespeople. investment advisors are salespeople. Security businesses are registered state to state. Oversight under the UCC, Uniform Commercial Code. Every time you read a headline like, "Why some brokers are barred for minor infractions while those who harm clients keep their jobs," you know the rest of the story. There are no clues to the average set of eyes. Most definitely, there are no clues that can come from any lawyer taking investment advisors and investment clients into FINRA Financial Industry Regulatory Authority arbitration forums. Toss FINRA's 100 pages of pure gold evidence against the cartel. The sanction guidelines, toss them out the window. FINRA has no authority to sanction investment clients like me, to sanction investment advisors. Any lawyer that takes an investment advisor, an investment client matter, into FINRA away from the courts, away from JAMS or AAA, is flirting with the law, accessory to crime, tampering with evidence and witnesses. There is a method to FINRA Financial Industries Regulatory Authority's madness. As you have discerned why some are barred, others are not, because some are not present at the arbitration, an artful crime cover-up. As for the whistleblower, the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, chose to be a whistleblower. I expose crime, one public reveal at a time. Please visit our websites, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please, LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person, a victim of Wall Street crime. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of, off your time invested and your dime earned. Share our podcast. Share your papers. I want to see them. The arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. You have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. Until next time.